I'm speaking with Linda Johnson, who's Director of Policy Research for the American Farm Bureau Federation. And Farm Bureau just did a questionnaire with our two presidential candidates about their views regarding issues that are important to agriculture. Linda, tell me a little bit about what you learned in this questionnaire from Governor Romney and President Obama.
For over 20 years, we've been asking presidential candidates a set of questions. And what we found this year is, in many ways, both candidates' responses show an understanding of the importance of agriculture to our country, which is great.
Now, what specific areas did you ask them about?
Well, we gave them seven different areas. We talked about energy, environmental policy, farm policy, fiscal policy, labor policy, tax, and trade. So seven different areas that are important to agriculture, to our farmers and ranchers, and then ask them a question and let them respond.
Did you find any differences between the two candidates in any of those areas?
I guess I would say labor policy. If there's an area where they diverge in their approach, it would be helping to solve agriculture's labor shortage. President Obama believes that there should be a system that helps provide legal channels, but he had a caveat that it only be used when U.S. workers are not available. Unfortunately, American workers have proven time and again that they aren't interested in farm labor jobs. Romney, on the other hand, stressed that he understood our current system for seasonal workers is broken and that he wants a system that is functional for both workers and employers.
Now, what about farm policy in general? Of course, we're sitting around right now without a farm bill. What were their responses in that area?
Well, Obama said that he wanted a farm bill this year, and he knew we needed one. But as you know, they went out of town, and we still don't have one. Obama wants to maintain a strong crop insurance program and extended disaster assistance, and he stated he wanted to better target conservation funding. Now, Romney also supports risk management tools like crop insurance and disaster assistance for those without crop insurance. He stated that farmers and ranchers are competing with other nations around the world and that we needed to be careful not to unilaterally change our policies in a way that would disadvantage agriculture here in our country. So, you know, they both have an understanding, and I believe and they understand the importance of ag.
What about fiscal policy? How did the candidates respond in that area?
Well, fiscal policy is an issue that our members are very focused on. They don't want their children and grandchildren to be saddled with our government's debt. I think we'll find they'll be pleased that both candidates talked about the importance of taking our fiscal and budgeting policy seriously. Obama pointed to his detailed plan for over $4 trillion in deficit reduction. Romney basically just stated that getting reckless government spending under control is one of his top priorities. And the way he said it, I believe it.
Did you ask them anything regarding regulatory issues or things like the estate tax?
Actually, we did ask about estate tax. And we talked in general about the fact that our tax system is needing some reform. And they both agreed that we needed fundamental reform. I think there was a clear distinction on estate tax between those two. Our members want the estate tax repealed. Romney said he would eliminate the estate tax as president. Obama wants to return the top tax rate on estates to 45%, but he said he would reinstate the $7 million per couple tax exemption. Not sure that makes it for farmers and ranchers.
So what are you hoping farmers do with the results of this questionnaire?
Well, we know that there's always voters out there that have made up their mind which way they're going to go, and no matter what you write, that's where they are, and that's okay. We know we have a lot of farmers out there who are still trying to weigh the balance, and so we hope that if they'll look at the responses that we got, unedited, from both candidates, that they'll be able to read through that and be able to figure out which one they think's the best candidate for them.
Okay, Linda, that's all the specific questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just think it's just very important, and I'm pleased that both candidates were willing to respond to us in their own words. In today's day and age, it's just nice to know that they care enough, that the presidential candidates care enough about ag that they want to reply.
All right. Thank you very much, Linda Johnson with the American Farm Bureau Federation. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.